Good morning. Good morning to you all. It is great to see you. Did you just hear that gospel reading that we just listened to, okay, about the man who was born blind? And what did Jesus do for him? Yeah, put mud on his eyes and made him see. So let me ask you this before we get started here. Can you tell me about your favorite game? What's your favorite game? What's yours? Oh, I see. Okay. All righty. What's yours?
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek. Why do you like to play hide and seek?
Because you hide and then you find out.
I see. Okay. All righty. What about, who else? Yeah. What's your, basketball? Why is basketball your favorite game?
It's fun.
I see. Okay. All righty. What else? What's your favorite? Who else? Got a favorite game that you like? What's yours?
Baseball.
I see. Okay. What's your, why is baseball your favorite game? Oh, because you were named after Cal Ripken. I see. Okay. I see. All righty. Now, as you were telling me about your favorite games, did you hear what I was saying?
I see.
I see. I see. Do you know what I meant by that? Do you know what I meant when I said that? What do I mean when I say, oh, I see? Am I talking about my eyes? No, I'm talking about... You see, there's a couple of different kinds of seeing, isn't there? There's the seeing that we do with our eyes. Can you do this? This is eye seeing, okay? All right. We see with our eyes. But there's another kind of seeing that we do when we understand something in our mind. It's this kind of seeing, like, oh, I see. Right? I see. Both kinds of seeing are told about in our gospel reading today, aren't they? Of the man who was born blind. Now, you know what blindness is, right? What does that mean, to be blind? You can't see anything. Can you close your eyes right now? Would you like to live your whole life like this?
No.
It was a terrible thing, wasn't it? The man couldn't have a job. He couldn't hardly do anything because he couldn't see. And so what did Jesus do for him? He had mercy. He had compassion. Made some mud out of the dirt with some spit and some, you know, made the mud and put it on his eyes. And suddenly the man could, and he washed in the pool of Siloam, and suddenly the man could see. He could, what kind of see? This kind of see or this kind of see? This kind of see, yeah. He could see now with his eyes, exactly. But the Pharisees were upset with Jesus. And you know why they were upset with him? Because he had healed this man on a very special day. He had healed him on a Sabbath day. And the Sabbath was supposed to be a day of rest. You're not supposed to do anything on the Sabbath. You're not even supposed to spit on the Sabbath. Because that would be, that would break the rules. And they thought Jesus broke the rules by helping this man on the Sabbath day. But you see, that's the whole point, isn't it? The Pharisees were so concerned about their rules and about their laws that they couldn't see what God was doing through his son. Now, what kind of seeing am I talking about? Ah, they couldn't see, could they? Oh, they could see what Jesus did. They could see that he healed the man born blind. But they didn't see what it really meant and what it was really all about. Jesus had come to this world to help us, didn't he? He came to save us from sin and from its darkness. And that's why Jesus... Even though, by Jesus says that even though this, they can see with their eyes, the Pharisees, even though they can see with their eyes, they can't see with their minds, can they? They can't understand why Jesus came. So who's really blind in this story? The man who's born blind and can't see this way? Or the Pharisees who can't see this way? The Pharisees are the blind ones, aren't they? They're the blind ones. The good news, of course, is that Jesus comes to this man and the man believes in Jesus, right? Now, not only can the man see this way, but now he can also see this way. Ah, I see, he says. I get it. I understand. Jesus, you are the Christ. You are the Savior of this world. Can you see this way? Yeah. Can you see Jesus this way? No, not yet. Maybe one day we'll see him, right? But can you see Jesus this way?
Yeah.
Ah, I see. And what do we see about Jesus? What did he come to this world to do? to die for us, to give his life for us. Ah, you do see, don't you? So even if we couldn't see with our eyes, we can still see, can't we? I see. Let's give thanks to God. Let's pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for healing that man who was born blind. But thank you most of all that you have given us the ability to see you as our Savior, as our Lord. We thank you, O Lord, that you have opened our eyes. We pray, O Lord, that you would open the eyes of many others to see your redeeming love. In Jesus' name, amen.